got the UCLA crew rolling through here. Jim Mora just around the corner. We'll have Jake Brendel coming up as well. And Dion Hollins joining us right now here on the program on ESPN 700. We'll get to Dion here in just a second and talk to him a little bit about this UCLA defense. Now, they had a guy named Kendricks, pretty good linebacker last year. He's now with his brother who played at Cal in the National Football League. They've also got a guy named Miles Jack, who everybody talked about because he ran touchdowns in the end zone. But more people probably need to talk about our next guest as well, since he led the team in sacks a year ago. He had 9 of them. Not too bad from the linebacker position. And Dion Hollins with us right now. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
We're doing okay. Are you excited about this? Kind of signifies almost the beginning of football season, doesn't
it? Absolutely. I'm chomping at the bit.
Let me move your mic up just a little bit here.
You want to just push it up there.
There you go. Eat that thing.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So Kendricks is gone, and it's kind of your show along with Miles Jack now, right? You guys ready to be the guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We tell all the young linebackers, there's no way you can't replace Eric Kendricks. It's impossible. You're not going to do it. Just how much he accounted for, just how many plays he's made, it's impossible. But I feel like the experience we've all accumulated over last year, it's going to be a by committee thing.
You guys have just about everybody back. Mm-hmm. What's that like to not rest on your laurels, but to have experience to be able to draw on? The young guys can come in, don't have to play right away. They can learn, and you guys, you know, get a little bit more confidence, and you got to find a quarterback. I'll ask you about that in a minute. But still, basically, everybody back almost. That's unbelievable.
For sure. It's definitely advantageous to us for all the reasons you listed. Young guys can come in and not be, under pressure to, miss certain things in this part of their development, and, they can come out slowly, learn this scheme. But just in terms of us, it's been extremely helpful because we know we don't have to overcompensate for anyone. A lot of times you have a guy you're not really sure about on the field. Sometimes it can cause you to have a lot of indecision. So just having so many starters back, it's great.
Do you see anything different from Coach Jim Mora now that he has you guys more of the clay to work with because he doesn't have to put in so much. You guys know it, so he's tweaking.
Exactly, yeah. So just how much experience we've had. We're a mature team. A lot of times last year at practice, you could kind of see towards the end of the year, we could police our own selves. A lot of times Coach Moore could just stand back. We'd be on each other. We'd be grinding. And,
they want you to take over leadership.
Exactly, because, they can focus on coaching.
Right.
Instead of, leading us along. So
what did you do last year, Dion? You were named the most improved player last year. You got that award at the team banquet last year. So what did you do to take that step last year? And what do you do now? You don't want to be the most improved player 2 years in a row. I don't even think if that's possible. But how do you take that next step to continue not only to improve but to get better?
Coming in my freshman year, I came in. I don't think I came in as ready mentally as I wanted to. Just during the offseason, I just concentrated on film study. Working with the coach and staff. Just getting everything under my belt. So I feel that was really big. And in terms of me, just to continue to improve. I've been working with Miles. Just offseason. Working on coverage things, things like that. Also in a film room with Coach White, our coach. So yeah, just those things.
So now I'm to the quarterback. Everyone's talking about Josh Rosen, nickname Chosen. First of all, how do you bring a guy like that down to earth and just say, dude, all you got to do is hand off and throw a couple passes. You're not necessarily chosen yet.
I guess the one thing that separates him from other, prototypical younger guys, he's so smart. Just his maturity level for someone his age is just
really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He's a really smart guy. He doesn't have an ego. He's a team-oriented guy. So, I think those are the types of players we recruit. Jerry's the same way. We don't like to get egocentric guys. So,
but guys who do their homework and look at the film and
exactly
and pound it in meetings and they're right with you. That's
exactly.
Respect.
Exactly. And he's been earning in spades and droves. All our young guys, have. And I feel like that's just the culture we've created.
That's really interesting to hear, right,
yeah.
As the Utah flagship station, because what do we think of when we think of USC, UCLA? It's the teams that get all these 4 or 5-star athlete guys. They're the biggest stars at their high schools.
Entitlement, yeah.
that's what you think of, but that's apparently an inaccurate perception?
Yeah. Yeah, for a lot of places, for sure. And that's one of the things, you know, when we see Utah on the schedule, we know what type of game it's going to be, because it's going to be a physical, hard-fought war just because of the type of players that they bring in with the chips on their shoulders. And so we try to create that in practice every day. But, yeah, I can definitely see what you're saying. We see that a lot of times with some of our rivals sometimes. Guys come in, they think they have the world on their shoulders, and we, you know, show them.
It's so funny, all these Utah players from Southern California, they're like, yeah, man, I got snubbed. I got passed over.
Yeah.
And you're right. They do play with that chip on their shoulder. So
that's what it is. I mean, even Miles. Miles even came in with a chip on his shoulder. I mean, I think he was ranked. He might have been ranked right ahead of me or one spot below. And so, we're looking at where we are compared to a lot of our contemporaries. And, you know, we just put the chip on our shoulder and worked harder.
Last thing, let me ask you. Utah got you at the Rose Bowl last year. They got that running back. Pretty good player, this kid, Devontae Booker. What's it like facing off with him, and what do you expect when you guys come to Salt Lake City this year?
For sure we're going to expect a hard-fought physical war. It's like that all the time when we face Utah. I mean, we're expecting now. I guess both of our coaches are really hard-nosed, tough. But just the Booker, he's me and Miles talk about it all the time. He's definitely one of the best players, if not the best running back we faced last year. He just refuses to go down on contact. There's not many players like him.
And they're going to try to use him in space a little more now. You know, he's a great receiver.
Don't tell him.
He's going to chase him. He's seen film, right? I mean, that's another what plays him. Bubba Poole's going to be there in the slot. Another guy who you've run up against.
Yeah.
They're going to have options there.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be really tough to stop him this year. Just thinking about him in spaces, it makes you sweat a little bit. But yeah, it's gonna be a great matchup.
Deion, thanks for coming by.
No, thank you.
We'll see you this season up in Salt Lake City.
Yes,
stay healthy and have a good time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Deion Hollins, linebacker.